Amen. You guys sound great today. That's great. What's that? Oh, well, at least you think you have a good song leader. There you go. All right. If you would turn in your insert to your the prayer concerns this morning. Make sure that a couple that aren't on there, if you grab a pencil. Oh, Ruth is on there. I didn't read down far enough. Ruth is, for those of you that don't know, her cancer is back, and she will begin treatments, and they are doing some tests tomorrow, and so she headed up last night just to make sure she could get there for those treatments for Monday. Also, Maureen McNeil, thank you. Boy, I was pulling a blank on that one. She's having a gastric bypass surgery tomorrow, assuming they were going to head up tonight for surgery tomorrow. So I don't know how that worked out, but make sure you keep her in your prayers as well. Folks, each and every person on this sheet needs your thoughts and your prayers, and I would hope that you take this home. My dream would be that one day we would not find any of these types of sheets left in the pew, because you take it home, set it beside what I call your prayer chair, and whenever you spend time with God, hopefully every day, but at least a few times during the week, that you would take this and lift each of these individuals and their families up by name. So, a praying church is a what? Powerful church, right? A praying church is a what? A praying church is a powerful church. And so we want to make sure that tradition continues in that church, in this church. Amen? Let's pray. Yes. That's a very good point. Matter of fact, at this point, this church probably knows better than your pastor does all the folks that have passed away, and anniversaries are the hardest times. Because, quite honestly, other than the 2 to 3 weeks after a person's death, when everyone goes home and you're left there mourning, you know what I mean? And that everyone else's life goes back to normal, supposedly, but you still are very hurt and mourning. Those times are very painful, but then the next times are birthdays, anniversaries, Thanksgiving, Christmas, things like that that were big family traditions. So that's a great point. Please remember these individuals in your prayers. Also, give them a call. Send them a card. Just let them know that you're remembering them, and that will mean big things. Yes? Wow. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you as well. Thank you. Let's pray.